Time now for trivia on WCHL. We've enlisted the help of America's number one trivia meister.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Number one trivia expert in America.
You know, there are no experts in trivia.
I don't think you can say that. I think you can say that.
I mean, I can hold my own.
Nobody knows everything.
But there's no masters of minutiae.
But you know as much as anybody that I've ever come across about trivial
stuff.
You're
very kind. I won't find my car in the parking lot after I leave here. But
yeah, I know.
No, actually, I will. But
you can remember useless information that.
Isn't it amazing how things just stick in there that you can call up?
Yeah, I can.
Or like the music thing for me and you. If we mention a phrase, all of a sudden, bang.
I can do that all day long, but I can't remember where I parked. You know, seriously. At any rate,
that reminds me of symbols. You know, you go to a parking lot. Remember that you're in the kangaroo section of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Or you're in parking lot F, or the parking area B, or something, you know?
Or there's an elephant there, or whatever.
That reminds me when I was in Florida, back when I was in school, spring break, I really needed to go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
thanks for sharing
that. Hang on. And I was about to wet my pants because I couldn't figure out in this restaurant whether I was an oyster or a clam.
Whoa.
I'm standing there waiting for somebody to come out so I know, am I an oyster? Am I a clam?
Wow. I never thought about that.
I mean, yeah, you know, pointer, setter.
Which one were you?
I wound up being an oyster. Okay. But it made no sense to me. Thank goodness somebody came out. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
I don't know what to add to that. But do you ever think that that person might have been coming out of the wrong one?
Well, hey.
Because he or she didn't know what
the was. If it was in this state at this time, we'd be in jail.
Exactly. Exactly. You never know. You know, I saw a really funny sign downtown at the Cave.
What?
One night.
What?
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
It said, you can use either bathroom you want unless your name is Pat McCrory, and if that in that case, you can go. You can imagine the rest.
Wow.
I thought it was I even took a picture of it. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's on my phone.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, you got a question?
Yeah, state of North Carolina symbols.
Okay.
Funny that we...
Did we already ask the question? I can't remember.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
All right. If gold is the state mineral of North Carolina, and emerald is the state stone, what is North Carolina's state rock?
State rock.
Right. If gold is the state mineral, emerald is the state stone, what is the state rock of North Carolina?
Okay. I'll think about that.
Think about that,
see if I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Conger wants to know the state rock.
State rock.
The rock of North Carolina.
Right.
It's not Rockingham.
No.
My hometown.
Go north of Winston-Salem, and we got the largest open face quarry of this stuff.
The state rock is the quartz.
Not quartz. Of quartz, it's not quartz.
granite.
Correct.
Really?
Granite.
I just was guessing.
Yeah, the Mount Airy Granite Bears.
Okay.
Yeah, the Granite City Mount Airy, which is home to the largest open-face granite quarry in the world.
Huh.
There are larger pit quarries throughout the world, but no larger open-face quarry.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, you can go up there to Mount Airy, and just off the road, take a little look at the largest open-face quarry.
I think that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard. And, you know, I'm just so proud that I learned it from you.
Yeah, we got 42 state symbols.
Really?
Yep, we got 42 state symbols or emblems.
Yeah.
And the granite thing may have been because somebody from Mount Airy in that area was doing some heavy lobbying.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of granite, particularly out there in the western part of the state.
Do you know that...
If you hum a few bars, I might.
There was once a time when our state legislature spent its time naming the state flower, the state bug, the state this or that.
Yes, we have 42 of them.
They accomplished more positive for North Carolina doing all that stuff than they do these days.
Well, they're unabashedly not ashamed of what they have done because they're spending money for the defense of this particular measure.
$500,000 has been set aside.
Yeah, taken from the emergency relief fund.
Yeah.
That's what we're...
To pay attorneys. Yeah. Well, thank you, Freddie.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
And everyone, enjoy the last weekend of July, because when we get back, it's going to be Augusto.
You got it.